We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school softball. Underwood gets a big win in the first round of the 2A regional playoffs as they defeat AHSTW. Now it's a showdown in Griswold against Griswold Cam. Jeff Martinez, head coach for Underwood softball here on KSOM. And coach, obviously a great win, great defense by Mary Stevens. You got yourself some clutch hits. How are you feeling as you prepare now for the Tigers?
We're feeling real good about ourselves. Our recipe to win was showed last night. That's throwing strikes, playing good defense, and finding a way to grind out at bats.
What can you say just about the defense of effort by Mary Stevens and the infield? A spectacular double play. Mary committed an error in the first play of the game and then didn't make any mistakes the rest of the ball game. Had a lot of chances there at short.
Well, Mary's a phenomenal player, and like I said last night, I put her up as the best player in 2A in the state, what she does offensively and defensively. She puts in the work, the extra work. She's done it for years. We fortunately got the chance to start with Mary early, 10-year-old. She was taking lessons from us. And then when we started our club team, Mary's been our shortstop basically since she's 11 years old. So she's put in a ton of work, ton of drill work off season, in season. So it's no surprise to see her have a game like she did last night. And when she plays that way, it really helps our younger girls because we're starting 2 8th graders and a freshman in the infield. And her setting the tone has really brought the level play up for us defensively.
And part of it also is you need production from the bottom part of your lineup in order to win some games. And Brooklyn Drake, I mean, I think it was only her seventh hit of the season. She led off that inning that where you scored three runs to build the lead and also was part of that double play. What can you say about Brooklyn? I mean, just to get production from unlikely sources, that's what you need to win playoff games.
Well, we knew that the younger girls would struggle a little bit being eighth graders and have to play varsity right away. But, you know, we've continually worked with them and talked to them about just finding ways to put the bat on the ball, to grind out some at bats, to find a way to get on base. Sometimes you've got to put that ball in play. Like Brooklyn last night, you know, hit a ball where they weren't, and that gets us started. Sometimes it's just something like that. Being able to grind it out the bat, then the next time she was up, she had a nice long at bat and got a walk. And then she's gotten more confidence playing the field also. Like I said, you start playing varsity as an eighth grader. It's sometimes, you got deer in the headlights going on. But she's come a long way, as long as our other eighth graders, Kaylee Ambrose and Stella behind the plate. And then Lily Robertson, who's played a few different positions for us. So they've really come a long way. And their confidence level is at an all-time high for this season. And that was our goal, to be better at the end of the year than we were at the beginning.
How'd you feel about Alyssa Fisher and how she did in the circle? She also contributed with the bat as well.
Well, Fish basically, her and Mary started pitching for us. We didn't have any pitchers 2 years ago. So in April of their sophomore year, they took that on to do that. And Fish kind of ran with it a little bit. And we're hoping to not use her as much this year with two young eighth grade pitchers. But they were struggling a little bit, and so we got Fish back into the mix, and she started throwing kind of the second half of the season. One thing Alyssa does, she does throw strikes, and that sets the tone for us. When people talk pitching, they can talk all they want about movement and different pitches, but it's strike one. Strike one is the best pitch, and that's what Alyssa brings to the table. She's a very confident pitcher out there. She don't get rattled, and with her throwing strikes, it gives us a chance to do what we do the best, and that's play defense.
So you saw Griswold early in the season, June 7th, over at Iowa Western in Council Bluffs, and lost that one 20-1. But that was early in the season. You told me the last time we talked that your team has improved tremendously in the hitting department. What differences do you see in your team from the last time you faced this Tiger team?
Well, unfortunately, the last time we seen them, we did have a little bit of a hangover after beating LC, the Lewis Central, the day before. We struggled a little bit on the mound that day, unfortunately, so we didn't really give them a good game. We walked multiple batters and gave them multiple chances to score on us. That's going to happen. But, we've solidified that spot, like with Alyssa throwing more and more. She didn't throw against them the first time, so we're hoping having her in the circle the second time around has been really going to help. And the fact that our younger hitters are really starting to come around and having very good at bats. I mean, their batting averages from the second half of the season, from the first half of the season, have improved drastically. We brought up our average as a team, average about 40 points since early in the season. And so they're just finding the ways, not just always to get on, but to grind out at bats, have long at bats. And we, like we always told them, you put a ball in play, they have to feel it, throw it, and catch it. And that's what we've done. And that's why we've had a little bit more success the second half of the season. You look at a couple of our common opponents late in the season. We beat an Exira team that beat them. So we know if we play our best game, we have a chance to win this one.
And what is going to be the strategy for your hitters, against Eileigh Whalert? What have you seen from her that you're going to have to focus in on there?
Well, she's a quality pitcher, obviously. She's had a great year. They're always well coached. But we've seen a plethora of good pitching. So it does help us when it goes into, as the pitching level goes higher, we've seen good pitching. And so the girls know that we've seen pitchers of her quality before. And we really know the focus level really has to take a jump up to have success against an individual like that. And if we grind out some at-bats, and the one thing we do, we can run. We have close to 150 stolen bases as a team. So once we're on, we have a lot of girls that can turn a walk or a single into a double real quick. And then once you're in scoring position, anything can happen.
Well, let's hope it all comes together for you, Coach. Really appreciate your time. And best of luck on Wednesday night. Thanks so much.
I appreciate what you guys do. Have a good one.
Jeff Martinez, head coach for Underwood Softball here on KSOM.